Presentation of Another Voice on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
National Public Radio had a listener participation thing going about snappy political one-liners made throughout history and noted that few have been uttered by women. Someone called in to nominate Texas Governor Ann Richards' comment about George Bush, the father, being born with a silver foot in his mouth. I would also add another Ann Richards gem, the rooster crows, but the hen delivers. I decided to do a little research in light of all the word bashing going on in this political season and came up with a number of well-spoken remarks by witty women. Shirley Chisholm, as the first black woman to serve in the U.S. Congress, had some perspective on the subject of voting according to gender or race preference. She said, "I was the first American citizen to be elected to Congress in spite of the double drawbacks of being female and having skin darkened by melanin. When you put it that way, it sounds like a foolish reason for fame. In a just and free society, it would be foolish." U.S. Congresswoman Barbara Jordan in 1976 was the first African American to give a keynote address to the Democratic National Convention. She advised delegates more than 30 years ago, "Do not call for black power or green power. Call for brain power." Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, said, "The power I exert on the court depends on the power of my arguments, not on my gender." Bella Abzug, the first Jewish woman in Congress, explained that feminists weren't asking for special favors, just an equal shot. "Our struggle today," she said, "is not to have a female Einstein get appointed as an assistant professor. It is for a woman Schlemiel to get as quickly promoted as a male Schlemiel." As to those men threatened by women seeking power, Bella might have been speaking to the Bill O'Reillys of the world or the Christopher Matthews when she said, "The establishment is made up of little men, very frightened." Speaking of attack dogs, newspaper columnist Ellen Goodman wrote, "My theory, after decades in this business, is that you only give a few people the right to make you feel rotten. You have a handful of chits to give out to those you trust and respect. You don't give them to just anyone with an email address and an epithet." Turning to war, Jeanette Rankin, the first woman elected to the U.S. Congress, voted against U.S. entry into World War I and again in World War II. She said back then, "You can no more win a war than you can win an earthquake." Molly Ivins left her public with this, "We are the people who run this country. We are the deciders. And every single day, every single one of us needs to step outside and take some action to help stop this war." Eleanor Roosevelt asked, "When will our consciences grow so tender that we will act to prevent human misery rather than avenge it?" And Joan Baez put it this way, "If it's natural to kill, why do men have to go into training to learn how?" Certainly it's true that women are relatively new to the podium, but they're starting to catch up. Hillary Clinton has come off with her share of quotable remarks in the last year, some of which she probably hopes will be ignored by history. But there was that speech after the Kentucky primary when Clinton said she'd hang in there until there was a Democratic nominee, whoever she may be. Now that's a keeper. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.